Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Am I the only one that feels like Sunday's a trap game?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Maybe we all refuse
that's
to believe that.
Well, Do you know what city you're in?
But here's what I know.
You're calling the Cowboys game a trap game? How dare you?
Here's what I know.
Better not be no damn trap game.
I know that other people felt this a few days ago, and it's Friday now, so that's okay. I mean, I'm resigned to that some people, I'm not naming names, some people around here may have seen what I'm seeing a few days ago. Like, uh-oh. We're all kind of distracted. Lane's not in this game. They're playing better. They've improved on defense. This feels a little trappy. We got another game on Friday after it. But it's Friday now. I mean, Hugh, you've dealt with this last few weeks when you've been, I mean, you were Detroit Douglas last week. No one on Friday wants any sort of logic.
No. Right? So, I gave
threw
my
that
reasons.
Out the window.
I gave my reasons.
Yeah.
But they proved me wrong. I'm okay with that. But no, this can't be a trap game.
Well, you see, you say nice can't. There's no such thing
refers.
As can't.
I refuse.
It can be.
It can be anything.
We both choose to believe it's not.
I had that. I had that thought Monday night. After the game.
Oh, see, I knew it.
I said, you know what? Get that out of your head. Okay. I slapped myself. Get that out of your head.
So I like that. So you're in the portion of lying to yourself while I'm being honest with myself.
No, that's okay. I just thought to myself, I said, damn, this feels like, because you know, you're hearing the broadcast and you're talking about how Dallas looks good and Dak threw for, what, 300-some yards, four touchdowns. He had a nice night. You're like, could this be a trap game?
Has this week made you feel better or worse? Because it hasn't made me feel better.
I feel better.
Why?
Because.
Because you're choosing to.
Well, this team is, like, listen, these folks are crazy, right?
The Eagles.
The Eagles, the fan base, everybody. We all crazy.
Yeah, right.
But on Sunday, you know, you bring it together. They've done that. I mean, it doesn't look like we want it to look or how we think it's going to look. I'm not saying it is, but they found ways to win. And I can't see this being any different. I really can't.
I can't say it's made me feel worse. It's the same crap we've been dealing with for weeks.
You see what I'm saying? Here's the thing. These stories have just gained momentum. They've been around for a year. They've just now seen the light of day.
Right.
Like it's gotten to this point.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm not that bent out of shape.
So I'm with you. But there's also the football aspect of this. We're going into a game without Lane. I mean, over the years, when the Eagles don't have Lane Johnson, they fall apart.
Yeah.
We're just ignoring that.
Is that more true of Eagles teams of the past than it is? Fred Johnson's been a pretty good replacement for him.
And to be fair, he's had to come into like, what, four games?
A lot of games.
Yeah, he's played quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. And hopefully he can hold the fort for the next 4 to 6 weeks. It feels like that part of this. And we don't know if Cam's going to play. Now, I heard Elliot this morning with the morning show. Now, Cam Jurgens was at a practice on Wednesday, limited yesterday. He's in concussion protocol. So, I mean, your guess is as good as mine. Now, I think it is a good thing he was least limited yesterday. That means he's probably coming through the protocol, but I don't know if he's going to play. And that's the doctor's decision and how he comes through the protocol. So, we could be without Lane Johnson and Cam Jurgens on Sunday. Now, Cam's obviously got a decent or an okay shot to play or whatever word you want to use. Lane is out. So you throw those things in the mix. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. CombOcon today. We're looking for opposites. Two words, two things that are opposites for our qualifying prize today. And the grand prize you'll be automatically entered for. Which really, Hugh, of all the prizes we give away, this CombOcon grand prize. The Weber Grill, courtesy of Garrett's Appliances.
That's a nice grill, man.
The Yeti Cooler. Those Yeti coolers just themselves are awesome.
Yeah, wish I had a Yeti Cooler.
Well, you could
free.
Get it. Well,
I ain't trying to pay for it.
Well,
I'm just saying.
You could You're not allowed to enter the contest.
You asked me, and I just was being honest.
This isn't for you.
I'm just saying.
We're giving it to the audience, a Yeti cooler, and the Jack Daniels Cornhole set. All right, before we go back to the phone lines on Trap Game and what you're feeling for Sunday, let's hear from A.J. Brown, who is it a weekly thing? We hold court our locker for 7 or 8 minutes to put out fires we start? Okay,
yeah.
Let's hear from A.J. Asked yesterday, why no crossing routes in the offense, especially as they struggle against zone coverage? Here is what AJ said.
It's more of crossing routes, a way to combat zone, and has there been a reason why there haven't been as much of those this season?
Yes, I think so. I think it's really a time and space and thing. I think the second half of that question is a question for KP.
Ask KP. Is this what they all just say now? Ask KP.
Well, he's trying to be diplomatic.
Sure.
And he's trying not to cause any more controversy than he already has.
Why stop now?
Yeah.
Hold that. Yeah. Well, is
well because he's
throwing
trying
the coordinator under the bus.
Well, he's trying to be a man of his word, and to be fair to him, which I know a lot of people probably don't want to be at this point. Jalen kind of started with the ask KP. You know what I mean? So it's easier to throw the questions to him than it is to actually answer them.
Are we going to start doing that when people ask us questions? Ask Blue Jeans. Ask Lakin.
Yes. Okay. That's what I'm going to start.
I'm going to start saying ask you.
Yeah.
Don't ask me.
All right. This one was an interesting one. He was asked yesterday, A.J. Brown, do you ever watch other receivers around the NFL and see what they're up to these days? Here's A.J. on that.
A.J., do you pay a lot of attention to what other receivers around the league do? Like what makes CD so...
Nah.
Why not?
Gets me upset. So I stay away from it. No, but I mean, it's a time and place for it. You know, I think right now, like, you know, I'm just trying to stay focused and, you know.
I just need more from, like, a skill set perspective.
Oh. Nah, the only person I'm really watching is Julio Jones. So. Yeah, so.
You talk to him recently?
Yeah, I talk to him all the time.
Yeah. What's some of the advice that he gives you? Some of the things you're talking
about? That's between me and him. I don't want to do that then.
I mean, what can you do? I mean, he's in a position now where he's a lightning rod, no question about it. So anything that he says is going to be magnified.
Yeah. Can I call BS on this, though?
What's that?
He obviously sees what other receivers are doing.
Otherwise, no, he does, and he's frustrated.
Well, otherwise, how would he know what he's not doing? Like, what's the context for I'm not doing enough? He knows what these other guys are, you know, and maybe he doesn't know their statistics, but he sees highlights.
He's being coy.
Yeah.
And I know that probably rubs people the wrong way. But he's also coping with being in a situation that he's not happy with, and he's trying to be a good person, like a good, you know, trying to be a team guy, you know, so.
Oh, now he's being a team guy?
Well, he's frustrated. He's voiced his frustration.
Yeah.
And now he's just trying to damage control, if you will.
Well, I'm not sure if this next one fits into that category or not, but you know, he's asked a question here about the assumption or thought out there, which is my assumption and my thought, that he's not the same physically as he used to. Here's how he responded to that.
What would you say to, there's some speculation out there that you are not the same player. So what would you say to those people?
I guess Saquon ain't the same player either. Man. All right. But I don't got no comment about that. I don't care about that.
You obviously don't believe it.
Y'all don't believe that.
I didn't say it.
Okay.
Couple things. First of all, the person answering the question there, kind of cowardly at the end. It wasn't me. Well, okay. I believe it. It was cowardly. It wasn't me.
Might as well just said Joe Giglio said.
I believe it. He's not the same player physically he was. I have eyes. He doesn't run as fast as he used to.
See, now I want to know who asked the question and did was a coward.
He's like, well, because AJ pushed back. He's like, well, I didn't say it. I'm just saying people out there are saying it. All right, whatever. I said it, and I'm not the morning show was talking. The morning show was talking about this morning. Like, he doesn't look like the same player. What did you make of him throwing Saquon in there?
Well, to be fair.
Here we go.
No, I'm saying to be fair, because I believe in being fair and balanced. There is some reckless speculation of whether or not Saquon's the same guy. We've talked about it. He's probably heard it. And that was the question that was asked. So what he was saying, well, hell, if I'm not the same person, the offense is struggling, that means Saquon's not the same person either.
Yeah, you know what energy it had, though? You ever have your kid come home and, like, Maybe they got in trouble for talking too much in
and
class.
And then you said so-and-so did it.
Yeah. Billy was doing it too.
Yeah.
I don't care. I mean, We're not talking about Billy.
Yeah, I know it's the energy.
Yeah.
But
we're talking about you.
Yeah, it's the energy, but that's where he's coming from. That's the lane he's coming from.
I know, but like Saquon wasn't even part of that conversation at all. Like,
nah.
Well, my teammate's having a bad year too. Why don't you talk to him?
Yeah.
That's basically
what he said. But that's basically what it was. He's saying the quiet part out loud. The offense is underperforming, right? And the way that I took it was, well, hell, the offense is underperforming, so if I'm bad, then Saquon's bad as well. He's putting, like, listen, recklessly speculate. You know what he's putting it on? The quarterback.
I know. Well, that's what he's been doing the whole time.
He's talking about the quarterback. He's talking about the quarterback not pulling the trigger. He's talking about the quarterback not being in rhythm with the rest of the squad.
Mm.
And, you know, that's what it is. No, nobody wants to hear that, though. Like, all these things that we say about Jalen can be true. But it's like when you say this right now, it can't be. Like, Jalen's the MVP of the Super Bowl. No question about that. Jalen's been to two Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen right now, recklessly speculating, is afraid to pull the trigger. Jalen is playing too conservative for this offense, and they don't like it. That's the issue, recklessly speculating.
I don't even think it's reckless. I think that's just what it is.
Here's the disconnect. Because – and this is in the sense what Jalen is where he's similar to Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. He could give a care less about what somebody feels about the way that he wins basketball games or football games in this matter, as long as he wins them.
Well, I agree with your assessment on his mentality, but he doesn't win them alone. I mean, that's
– No, he doesn't, but he's the guy that's, again, standing in front of the podium when they're asked about the game at the end of the game.
I mean, I'm going to ask you a question. I don't know if anyone's framed the question this week like this. Should he care more about what his teammates think? Let me just finish the question before you give your full answer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're right. I agree with this. He should only care about wins. It doesn't matter how it looks. But he's also tasked with being the leader of 53 players.
Yes.
So at some point, does he have to care what the guys that he's leading think?
I would think so.
Okay.
But he's winning games regardless of whether they like him or not. I mean, that's like, and I hear what you're about to say, where he's not doing it by himself.
He's not.
Okay, so there, let me see, I want to say this. They like him enough to do what's asked of them in the moment. And that's why they're scoring just enough to win. And that's why it's frustrating, because they feel like they could probably be doing so much more.
Yeah, you brought up the names this week, Kobe and Michael, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I see the parallels. But, like, basketball, like, it didn't really matter if Steve Kerr was happy or not. Michael Jordan would just go drop 50 and they win the game. Like, Jalen needs his teammates more than an NBA superstar truly needs his teammates just to win a particular game.
You know what this is, Joe? And this is what I think most people can't wrap their mind. Jalen is like every other quarterback except for this.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
There's a lot of people wondering exactly what Jalen is. Like, when you talk about Peyton Manning, there are stories of Peyton Manning, of him being somewhat of a Richard when it comes to playing a quarterback position. Mm-hmm. We already know about Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
Russell Wilson, the stories come out. How his teammates didn't like him. Here's the difference, though. when you talk about all those elite guys, and I tell you stories about Boomer. Mm-hmm. Boomer was a part of the quarterback club way back in the day.
Oh yeah.
Remember when that was, they had, it was him, Jim Kelly, like the elite quarterbacks had everything on lock. But you always hear stories of quarterbacks being individuals. And the players around them couldn't say nothing because the quarterback was the biggest name on the ticket. The reason why I feel like there's more pushback with Jalen, because, you know, you listen to it on television and all this stuff, people don't think Jalen's that guy. Jalen's not in that stratosphere to some people of those other quarterbacks, so he doesn't get that kind of respect that those guys get. So they push back. So that's what this is. This is more of a pushback because they be like, dog, you ain't that guy to be acting like an Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre or them other cats, because you ain't got that kind of talent.
Yeah, I mean, those guys get away with it when they're league MVPs.
Yes. Yeah, like and that's part of it. Because, Jay, listen, I remember playing with five, and I remember receivers complaining about him to me. Of all people,
only you had a platform to recklessly speculate. Then
I'm just saying,
yep,
ain't nobody
you handled that very well.
No, but what I'm
imagine a Hugh Douglas podcast if the media was like it is now when he played, he would have had a pod, and you would have recklessly speculated.
I'm trying to tell you, this man got in trouble
because he went on Angelo's show.
I know, and that was a different media landscape. You would have been messy.
But the point that I'm making is this: when guys complain, because we know Freddie complained all the time.
Yeah.
But who was Freddie? Like, no disrespect to Freddie, because I love Freddie.
Well, I mean,
but in the pantheon of receivers at that time,
he was towards the bottom.
That's what I'm saying. So when Freddie did it, it was more laughy giggly. You know what I mean? Ha ha! You tripping?
And this is AJ Brown.
Yeah. That's why when AJ says it, it carries a lot more weight. And it also, like, and here's the thing, and this is why I'm not mad at AJ. I mean, he shouldn't have did it, but I'm not mad at him. It's because a lot of times we as fans, because everything's going so well, we don't want to relive the past. So that's why you're mad at him. You're mad at him because this shades of T.O.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel like he's going to derail the team. But it's he, in his own way, whether you like the way he's going about it or not, he's trying to make the team better. But it's the message is lost because he's been a malcontent to some folks since he's been here.
Yeah, it got lost a long time ago.
Yeah.
Kyle, what do you think? When Hugh was playing, if there was podcasts, would he have spilled the beans and made things worse?
Of course.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
Oh, come on. Recklessly speculating with Hugh Douglas in 2004.
You're asking me if the guy who was at the center of one of the most controversial incidents in that era's Eagles team would have put gas on the fire? Nah.
No, I wouldn't.
I would have been. You would have had a very popular podcast. It would have been called Reckless Speculation 20 years ago if those things existed. Will in the Northeast is up. What's up, Will?
Oh, Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Well, what's up, buddy?
All right, man. Let me just say this real quick before I get into what I want to get into. Listen, we looked at Josh Dully once again. Have a great game. Throwing, running, scrambling, all that. Great game, right? For a loss. I mean, how many times we got to see the things that we want Jalen to do, he's not doing it because he don't want to end up like Josh Kelly, a loser.
Well, I wouldn't call him a loser. I wouldn't call him a loser, but he did not play well last night.
He's a loser, man. And I keep telling you, a fraud. That's why I call him Josh Kelly. And y'all don't want to believe it, but y'all will see it. All these
because he's a great player.
All these teams, all these players that you put in front of us is falling off. They falling. But guess who keep rising? Us, the Eagles, baby. We keep going to the top. Ain't nobody stopping us. We the best team in the league. When is everybody going to see it? But that's where we go. We go to Dallas. We go to the Fallen Star Stadium on Sunday. And guess what we want to do? All week long, we've been hearing our offensive problems. But guess what? When we come out of Dallas, we're going to be looking like a problem. Guess what? They cry. Bitsy. Going blow for blow. Daly. Morning to AJ. Smith. Goddard. Throw for throw. This week, Dallas will show. Guess what? Because all of the people put their people aside. And guess what? This week, this week, Our defense has got to test it like G.I. Joe. On the way to the Super Bowl we go. Like Biggie said, if you don't know, now you know. But guess what? I'm not a rapper. I'm a producer. But just like the Eagles, when they step on the field, they're executioner. And you know who we want to up against? Monkey Brewster. And guess what? When that ball jack pressed out, he Sam Carter. You know what he sees? Uh-oh, producer. That's all I got, baby. I just want to cross that too. But guess what? Eagles. We fool, baby. We ain't going out like that. We got a destiny. AJ, we need you to come through. Saquon, we need you to come through. Offensive line, we need you to come through. We go attack, baby. Ain't nothing to stop us but us. And that's the game of death. And that's D-A-G-L-E-S-E-G.
I like it, Will. All right, Will, what do you got for us for Combo-Con? Two complete opposites.
Come on, baby. When I first saw both of these two people, this couple on TV, the whole world was shocked. How about Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart?
Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart is a big
one. That's actually really good.
Will, I love that answer. Will is really good at these side topics. I mean, especially Combo-Con. He's got them revved up. Good job, Will. We appreciate the energy. All right, Billy in Bethlehem. What's up, Billy?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, Billy, what's up?
Happy Friday. Go Birds.
Go Birds, Billy.
First off, I kind of feel like Hugh is the voice of reason today.
Well, it's about time.
Billy,
the guy hasn't been reasonable for a long time.
What are you talking about, Billy? I'm always the voice of reason.
Oh, I don't know, Hugh. You've been recklessly speculating literally all week long, and today it's just like, what happened to Hugh? It's like he came in with like a Ben Franklin doctorate degree.
I'm just saying, man. But I'm in second place for Insider of the Year, so it ain't that reckless. My speculation. Yeah.
Well, this is just the current standings. I mean, you haven't locked anything up yet.
No, I'm on my way.
We need you to break a big story.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, you got to break a big story. Go ahead, Billy.
Well, it can't be a trap game, Joe, and this is why. The Eagles aren't peaking. They're not playing good enough in all facets of the game. If a trap game is when you're blowing teams out and you know you're good, and then all of a sudden you got this cupcake on the schedule, and Dallas stinks, but they're not the worst team in the league, and we all know that. That's a trap game. It's on the road. They know that they're playing with revenge, and they're probably going to be ticked off. So I think not a trap game for sure, and it has the potential to be a statement game because the Eagles, I feel like they do play better on turf. So
they do, Billy. And last year they were remarkable on turf, like the Super Bowl, the game against the Rams. I mean, when they were on turf last year, and then even, Billy, just to go back a few weeks ago, their best offensive game of the year was, or in passing at least, was the Minnesota game on turf. So yeah. I like that. I mean, that, and especially against a Cowboys defense that is not good. I mean, they're probably better than they were a month ago, but they're not a good defense.
Let me ask you a question real quick as an ex-player. Do you think there's any talk in the locker room of moving A.J. Brown to the number two wideout and putting Devontae as number one?
Nope.
Because because he's earned it through the years? Because he's not the same player. Everybody's got to do better, but he seems like he lost a step. Maybe it's his hamstring, but what do you think?
I don't think that they think that. I think that he's adamant about, you know, the way that he's playing. I think he feels like he's being hamstrung by the quarterback more than anything. It's a tough one.
And why doesn't he run faster?
Joe, I don't know. I mean, because to your point, both of you guys' point, I've seen plays where it looked like he's disinterested, and it looks like he's not getting open. But I wonder if that's more his frustration taking over, or is it that his body's breaking down?
Yeah, I think my perspective as a fan is I think he's coping with the fact that he can't run as fast, and he's taking it out on everybody else.
It's hard to say because it feels like, From my perspective, and I don't know this for sure, recklessly speculating, that they feel like he's still that guy because they're still trying to feature him in the offense.
Well, last week they didn't. Yeah. After he complained. They didn't really before that. Billy, what do you got? What do you got for us for complete opposites?
Could I just bring up one more thing
real quick? Sure,
but, all right, A.J. Brown, he may not be here next year, and I think he might be in for a rude awakening because I mentioned this before I got picked up, and the league is changing. Go look at the stats. Offense is down at least 100 yards a game in the top five teams. And like Matt Stafford threw for 130 yards last week. He may not get what he wants somewhere else. It just seems like defenses, there's been a shift. I don't know if it's like penalties or if they're letting these D-backs get tighter or something like that. And maybe they didn't like the fact that we were seeing so many teams 400 or 500 yards passing a game. I don't even know if there's a quarterback in the league throwing for 270 a game. So
I think Dak
doing 368.
Dak might be the leader at 260, maybe. But
no, it was 268. My fault. Yeah.
That's probably because they're losing all the time.
Well, you're right.
That stinks.
Billy, I agree with you on that. So on your theory on what's going on with yardage, I think there's a couple things. One, defenses have changed over the years, adjusted. Teams are running a little more. The other thing I think that's impacted this is the kickoff. Right, like
a little bit. Yeah,
teams
sure.
get the ball on the 35 or 40. There's just less yards, so
yeah,
they don't have
yards,
to. They don't have to throw it down.
Right,
it down
and field. Billy, with these kickers able to hit 60 yarders, like you know, if you start on the 35 and your kicker can hit a 60 yarder, you only need like 20 something yards just to score. So I think everything's getting impacted by all this
but
stuff.
Even with all that being true, like this is all relative.
Yes.
With yardage being down, the Eagles are still 25th in the league.
And AJ's in like the 50s compared
right.
to everybody
yeah.
else.
So like,
yeah.
this, you know, even if offense is generally down throughout the league, we are at the bottom tier of that league where it's down.
It's always relative. Billy, what do you got
Bryce
for us
Young,
for
Bryce
opposite?
Young's due for 448.
I'm going to go with that lousy, sterile stadium that Dallas has and the fact that anybody can walk in there and grab a ticket in Lincoln Financial Field. The cold, the snow, sometimes January football, polar opposite.
So Jerry World versus the Link. Billy, I like that one. That place, and I've never been there, Billy, I appreciate the phone call, but everything I've heard is there's not much atmosphere to it. Road fans are everywhere. It's like it's too big to get loud. It doesn't...
But it's Texas.
It's cool. I mean, it's a cool stadium to look at on TV, but it doesn't have any sort of home field advantage, unlike here in stadiums like this. 215-592-9494 for a complete opposite for Combo Con today with your calls on Sunday. I feel like it's a trap game. Agree, disagree on as we feel going into the game. Plus, people have said, Joe, why don't you put on a headset? Well, I'll tell you what I would do if I did have a headset on Sunday. I think the Eagles need to do something specifically on Sunday to go win this football game with one player in particular. We'll talk about that next. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.